It is tour unwrapped. It's Neil Atkinson, joined by Dan Austin, and off the back of the pink on Saturday. Was it Saturday? Half 12. Kev Walsh and Damien Cavanagh, who had a bit of a chat on there and got into some bits and pieces around transitions and the nature of what it is and what's to and what's from and all of that. And it got me thinking when I had a little listen, because I do actually listen to other people's shows from time to time. And you can argue that transitions in English football are rarer than you think. We'll get on to Liverpool in a minute, and we're going to be joined by Steve Armstrong to talk about Ferguson, who arguably managed three great sides. He built one and transitions it twice. His last league winning side is arguably very deeply finished, but he runs it to the line. Guardiola and Klopp arguably in the middle of one. Wenger managed one successful transition from the side that wins him his first title to the one that ends up going the season unbeaten, but then never wins another title after that one. Mourinho never did one, and even after, you know, other places since 1990, most transitions are sackings and rebuilds. Chelsea, City pre-Guardiola, Arsenal post-Graham. We'll come on to talk about Liverpool ourselves. And you can go even further back, where other clubs are concerned. Bill Busby builds two great teams, but understandably, let's be very clear about that, doesn't he get the opportunity to transition? Don Revie doesn't really transition. He has one side and clings to it. Bobby Robson does really well at Ipswich, never wins a league, but never gets there. Harry Kattrick wins two leagues for Everton in the 60s, but it's quite far apart. I've looked into this. Brian Clough does bits with Forrest in that he transitions between teams, but he's got that one at first that comes a big shock. Kendall never does a transition with Everton either. That is English football, sort of, in a nutshell. So we'll have Steve Armstrong talk about talk about Ferguson. I want to start off with us talking about Shankly, Paisley, Fagan and Kenny. Damien, you're going to do a bit of heavy lifting on this to start with, and then we'll get into where Liverpool and to a degree City find themselves, but obviously we're more interested in Liverpool. Shankly arguably doesn't necessarily transition in that he runs one team absolutely to the end of their days.
Yep.
And they all despise him. Well, in dispatches, they supposedly all despise him when he begins to move them on, because they took it all so badly. Mm. And then there's the second team, which is with Keegan. Whereas Paisley takes that Keegan team, then wins the European Cup in the league with it, transitions it with the Kenny team, and then, whilst Kenny's obviously still there, transitions the Kenny team into the one post-81 with Souness, led by Rush, Souness, yep, etc. Grobbelaar is a decent sort of time parameter. And then Kenny arguably transitions Liverpool again himself, then as manager in 87. Do you think that's a fair timeline of how Liverpool transitioned through those that era?
Pretty much.